Hello, market watchers. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. Stocks down all day today. So that's right, the stock market was down all day today, and taking a look at the technical condition of the markets, we see what a broad-based decline that it was. Right out of the box, stocks headed down. Leadership, if you can call it that, came from the social media stocks, principally Google, Facebook, and Twitter, all down big today. There was little news in the social media space other than the announcement that TikTok surpassed 1 billion monthly users. But it's an interesting irony that although tech stocks are among the very best capitalized companies in the market and carry very little debt, nonetheless, they tend to be very interest rate sensitive, falling in price when interest rates rise. All three of the social media companies, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, as we said, fell more than 3%. Joining the down 3% trio was Microsoft. Apple and Amazon, on the other hand, also declined, but only a little over 2%. The only real strength in the market was exhibited by those oil stocks we've been talking about, and banks also, which is the nation's principal lenders, will naturally benefit from higher interest rates. Now, it was all reminiscent of last week, when on Monday of last week, we also saw this kind of market behavior, a broad-based decline, which really caught most stocks in the undertow. You may recall some of the technical indicators that we talked about last week. The breadth of the market, for instance, that's the number of stocks rising versus those declining. And again, we saw decliners explode, absolutely outdistancing the risers by a factor of 5 to 1. Also, yearly new highs and lows again swung solidly to the low side of the ledger. Remember, all of these measures saw gainers up until today, when everything seemed to change. Finally, the one indicator that has not turned up since last Monday is the 50-day moving average indicator. This measures a stock's current price versus its average price over the last 50 days. If the stock price is above its average price, then it's in an uptrend. Below, and it's in a downtrend. This indicator really turned down again today, with 2/3 of all the stocks in the market now in a downtrend. All of this is to say that, again, we are looking at a market experiencing a broad-based dramatic decline, the second such decline in as many weeks. And although it does not yet indicate any fundamental changes in market direction, it would be wise to watch this market very carefully. After all, October is not a friendly month for the stock market. So overall, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 570 points. NASDAQ down over 400 points, a decline of 2.75%, and the S&P 500 also down more than 2%. All financial assets were down today, with bonds, gold, precious metals, and cryptos all declining. Now stay tuned for today's market comment. Is this economy headed in the wrong direction? Well, the best way to find out where you're going is simply to get out a map. It tells you where you're headed. There's no emotion in a map, no hidden objectives, no political correctness. Today, OPEC, of all places, gave the United States a map. It tells us, as objectively as possible, exactly where our economy is headed. And to say that the news is bad is an understatement, although to the keen observer, it will not be unexpected. The map presented today is OPEC's World Oil Outlook. And because oil and energy are central components in any economy, just witness the troubles currently in Europe and China when talking about oil, this report spends a lot of time talking about the world's economies, and it projects out until 2045 just what the world will look like economically. Now, by 2045, the world is expected to add another 2.6 billion persons and achieve a total population of 9.5 billion. For the next 44 years, the world's total economy is expected to grow an average of almost 3% annually. That includes the world's developed nations, like the U.S. and China, as well as the world's developing nations. It's here that we come to a key concept in the report, a concept that in the nearly 50 years which I've been studying our economy has been completely turned on its head. It used to be a given that the more energy a country used, the faster that country's economy was growing. This was back in the days of Smokestack America, when the U.S. was the leading industrial powerhouse of the world. That's no longer the case. And it's no longer the case that American economists see the correlation between energy usage and industrial production. This report, however, points out this very essential correlation. According to the World Oil Outlook, published this morning, OPEC projects that total Chinese energy consumption will increase on average over 16,000 barrels per day in oil equivalent. China is sucking down oil and its equivalent, coal, hydro, and nuclear power, just as fast as they possibly can. On the other hand, the USA will consume less and less energy on average each and every day. The report indicates that each day for the next 44 years, U.S. energy consumption will decline 500 barrels per day. Think about that. Less energy usage by factories, reduced transportation, and overall a stagnant industrial sector. Now, the specious assumption has been that we've achieved this through our incredible advances in conservation. But the reality is that we've achieved this reduced energy use by shipping our factories overseas to places like China, which gladly use energy to produce the goods that they can now sell back to America. Many in this country will point to the chart on CO2 emissions in the report to show the success of the Americans. This chart shows that China produces twice the CO2, a questionable measure of pollution, incidentally, but China will produce twice the CO2 that the Americans do, Now, granted, reduced emissions are a worthwhile objective. Cleaner air makes a healthier environment for all our people. But there can be no doubt that American factories are the cleanest in the world and far ahead of China in their ability to reduce or eliminate pollutants. Pollution isn't the issue here, however. Economic growth is, and that challenges how America can repower our industry. We will know we're on track when American industry uses more energy in a clean, non-polluting way. Now, the World Oil Outlook ends, like any map, with our destination. Assuming that we stay on the course we're on, here is where the U.S. and China will be in 44 years. For the U.S., the next 44 years are projected to be tepid at the very best, with marginal growth rates each year averaging just 2.3%. This corresponds directly with our unwillingness to use available energy. By 2045, the U.S. gross domestic product is projected to come in at less than $39 trillion. It's the result of what really is a very poor economic growth rate. And that's the key here. To remain competitive, the U.S. must find ways to increase our economic growth. For China, the year 2045 is a year of economic dominance. For 44 years, the Chinese economy is projected to grow at an average rate of 3.9% per year, nearly double the U.S. rate. Add that all up, and they will have an economy that has a gross domestic product of $64 trillion. No other country will be close. The United States will lag far behind China at that point. Perhaps it's time for the USA to change course. And that's The Value Side for Tuesday, September 28. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.